Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ed Gainey, how are you, sir? State rep.
Hello, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Boy, I got to read something to you because I heard you the other day with Larry and Kevin, and it was so emotional, and it's so important. And African Americans in this town and other folks are listening. So this is from Zeke, African American, father of four, professional, hardworking electrician. In terms of Pittsburgh and the Great Divide and thousands of African Americans leaving this town as fast as they can. Marty, black people in Pittsburgh have a saying, there is Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, in between is Alabama. This is definitely a very covertly racist city. It always has been. The young productive citizens are realizing this. Therefore, they are migrating to places with better opportunity. So unbelievable stuff. I have two brothers who left and two sisters who left. They all moved to the South about 15 years ago, and they're doing well, and they're not coming back. That is troublesome, is it not, State Representative Gainey?
Yes, but, you know, I've grown up with a lot of kids. So I went to high school. I went to two high schools. I started off with Central Catholic. I was there from 9th to 10th grade. Then I graduated from Peabody High School in my 12th grade year. And a lot of the kids that I grew up with are gone just because they found that they can find greener pastures somewhere else.
Right.
And that's something that we have to work on. We want people to stay in Pittsburgh. We want our youth to be here. We want a diverse city. We want a united city. And that's only going to happen if you have somebody that's willing to work at it every day.
I'm actually annoyed with the attack ads, and I don't know you that well, you know that, but I'm annoyed with the attack ads attaching you to fracking. Does the mayor know that we don't have fracking in this city, sir? Does he have any idea that we don't? Isn't that a little strange, sir? Isn't that a little odd?
Yeah, we don't have fracking in the city. Which, you know, again, you know, Marty, I'm going to let him define himself. You know, he was the one that said that, you know, negative attack ads are no place in political landscape, and we choose not to go negative. We choose not to respond to the negative attacks. We want to build a city for all. And you know, like I know, Marty, in order to do that, we can't be out here talking negative about our people in this city, nor our city. If we want to grow our city, it's because we're coming together to strive for that one united city that we talk about. And I believe we can get there. If other cities are working on it to get there, so can we. So we're not going to, you know, I know that they painted me in different colors. I know what they said about the fracking,
right.
You know, and he can continue to define himself as he sees fit. But for us, we're going to continue to talk about how we grow this city.
So let's just talk about the facts. And these are the facts. Then in off-year elections, and especially in primaries, historically, African-Americans don't vote. And Ed, I mean, the numbers suggest single-digit turnout. And as you have been discussing, and it's vital, we're losing African Americans in this town by the thousands. That's an even bigger issue. So how do you overcompensate and get folks other than African Americans to vote for you and to get African Americans to turn out at all, sir?
So, you know, Marty, that's a great question. So I think it's two. One, I believe in the people of Pittsburgh. And I'm not going to let, you know, I'm not going to let the color and race come in to this mayor's race to determine who will vote for me and who won't. What we believe is that we reach out to everybody. We believe we've done a great job of reaching out to African Americans and getting them excited about coming to the polls, about a city that's united and for all. And we've also talked to white people the same way, and I see that they're excited about having a city for all. We have to grow, and the one way that we grow is we recognize that race is always going to be part of the landscape, but we also understand that we can come together. And there are some things that we can work on. That's why you heard me talk about affordable housing and inclusionary zoning.
Absolutely.
To make sure that, you know, projects that are affordable are already embedded into the development project before they come to the city. We've lost 7,000 African Americans between 2014 and 2019. You can't grow a city like that.
No.
We have to become more affordable. Look at the people in Lawrenceville that was pushed out. You know, we can't push people out. We want to bring people in. And, Marty, by no means am I saying that we don't want a new and better and brighter Pittsburgh, but we also want the people that's been here to also participate in this new economy. Us coming together gives us the opportunity to grow Pittsburgh for everybody.
State Representative Gainey is running for mayor. This is actually fascinating to me. So you have a mayor in a city that sit on 8,000 to 10,000 vacant properties that they won't sell and won't develop. There are folks who have said to me, Representative Gainey, that this is their plan because these homes are in generally poor African-American neighborhoods and that there's this underlying tone to the city doesn't want black people here. Do you buy that, sir?
Well, what we've heard is that the reason why they can't take any of these properties out of the land bank is because there's a state law that prohibits them from moving forward. Marty, my comments have always been when you talked about developing the land bank 7-8 years ago, and if you really truly vetted it, then you would have knew that that state law existed then, and you would have had a way to either go around it or be able to deal with it. But to say now the reason why you can't develop any of the properties that's in the land bank is because of a state law, it shows me that you didn't do your homework. We should have vetted that. We should have vetted every barrier or very obstacle or challenge that we were going to come into so that when it came to developing the city of Pittsburgh through this land bank, we would be prepared. But the fact by now we're saying that because of a state law, we can't do it. That should have been known up front when we started talking about the land bank. Because if you look at the parcels that's in the land bank, we got a great opportunity to build Pittsburgh. And I'm not just talking about with affordable housing. I'm also talking about with green space. Working with neighborhood community development corporations to talk about what they want to see in their neighborhood. We don't have to build all housing. We just need affordable housing, but we can also build green space. We know that our population has declined. So in regards to our population declining, we can go into some of these neighborhoods and say, how do we create community space that brings people together? Because that's what Pittsburgh's been about. You know that.
Look,
we've
man,
always been a community of culture, a city of culture.
Look, I want you to win. I got to be honest. I think the mayor is wrong when he does these TV commercials as if he's the great unifier for African Americans in this town, because I've had 20 people on this show who live in this town who are African American leaders who say, hell no, it's not true. Ed, how do you come up against, in your head, historically, in elections, incumbent mayor, Democrat, guaranteed 65% of the vote? How do you fight that, sir?
We continue to talk about how we're going to build a Pittsburgh that's for all. I agree with you. After 30 years in office and you have an African-American running against you to talk about there's a tale of two cities, if you didn't know that in 30 years, mainly as a council person in the last 8 years as a mayor, then something is wrong. It shouldn't have took someone else to run for us to be able to identify that there's a tale of two cities. We should have been talking about how we bridge that gap from day one. That's what they ran on before, and that's not what they've done. And so when we talk about, you know, in regards to the mayor, the 65%, Marty, here's what I tell people. We keep talking to people. We believe in a better Pittsburgh. We believe that we can build a Pittsburgh where everybody's included. We know that we have to build a Pittsburgh where everybody feels more welcome. That's what we're doing, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the issues that matter to Pittsburgh, and I believe that will drive the turnout, and I believe that's universal because you and I talking right now, and you hearing the same thing I'm hearing, whether it's from white or black people, demonstrate that they're tired and they want something new. And we are talking about the issues that matter to them. And that's why we believe at the end of the day we win.
State Representative Ed Gainey, look, you're up against it, and I know you're assuming or presuming that folks in the community will turn out. How do you get folks who are moving out of this town to care enough to vote for you? How?
Yeah, I think we just keep talking about the issues. The one thing that we know is that the issues are relevant because we know that when you look at the momentum and the support we've picked up. We've won almost every major endorsement that I know except for one. And secondly, the ones that haven't endorsed us, they haven't endorsed at all. So the endorsements are picking up. Secondly, is what you said earlier, people are tired. They want to see a city for all. They don't want to leave. Pittsburgh is a beautiful city. It is beautiful. When you come through those four-pit tunnels, it's one of the most exciting it's one of the most exciting visions you could even imagine. And so people want to stay here. The key is access to opportunity. We have to create access to opportunity for all. And so we're going to keep talking about those issues, and we believe those issues will get people to the polls. And as you talking about them as well, talking about a united Pittsburgh, Marty Griffin talking about a united Pittsburgh, everybody's talking about it. It's the new wave. It's happening throughout America. And we don't have to be followers. We can be leaders. We can make sure we're creating a city for all. But at the end of the day, it's not just an Ed Gainey or a Marty Griffin. It's all of us coming together to say, listen, we want access for all. We want opportunity. And we want our neighborhoods back and making them affordable so that we can live where we grew up. That's a powerful narrative to be able to tell Pittsburgh why we need new leadership.
Ed Gainey, you're welcome here anytime. And I mean that. And let's see if we can help you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Have a great day, Marty.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.